In a new WBUR poll out this morning, the first since Monday night's debates, Hillary Clinton leads Donald Trump in battleground New Hampshire by 7 points. In a sign of how vital the race is in that swing state, both Clinton and Trump have campaigned in New Hampshire this week. Yesterday, Trump visited Bedford, New Hampshire, and WBUR's Fred Tice was there.
It has to be said that at all these Trump events in New Hampshire, it seems as if half those attending come from Massachusetts. And that was the case with Susan Harrington. She's a painter from Newburyport. She took the bus from the overflow parking lot to the sports arena in Bedford where the Trump rally was. She said it was the first time she'd ever gone to any political rally. The WBUR poll found most people in New Hampshire think Clinton won Monday's debate, and Harrington was frustrated by the debate.
I kind of wanted and expected Trump to hit a little harder. There were some parts that I was a little disappointed he held back.
Harrington was traveling with her daughter, Emily, a first-year student at Northern Essex Community College in Haverhill. The WBUR poll finds Trump still struggling to win over women in New Hampshire, but he has won over the Harringtons. Emily, too, wanted Trump to be more aggressive against Clinton in the debate, but she recognized that Trump needs to win over moderate voters.
Those people in the middle sort of liked that he didn't hit too hard because they were looking for that reassurance that, you know, he was not coming out as this crazy, you know, candidate who's just hitting so hard and saying all these things without a filter.
Harrington predicts Trump will go more on the attack in the next two debates. Her candidate is not drawing the huge crowds he used to before the New Hampshire primary. Thousands would show up then. Earlier this month in Laconia, about 600 people showed up. In Bedford yesterday, it was a slightly bigger crowd, about 700. But they were passionate. Linda Lemon from Manchester, New Hampshire, says she worked manufacturing for a Manchester lighting company for 18 years. She says her company moved her job to Mexico, and although she now has a job with the same company, she says she's afraid that job will move to Mexico too. She says that's why she supports Trump.
I love what he's doing about jobs being shipped out of the United States, because mine was shipped out of the United States.
Trump addressed the crowd for about half an hour, and when he talked about Clinton, the crowd erupted into chants of lock her up.
We're going to create a new government that serves you, your family, and your country. We're going to end the Clinton corruption and restore
And Trump complained about the moderator of Monday night's debate, NBC News' Lester Holt.
Then I had to put up with the anchor and fight the anchor all the time on everything I said. What a rigged deal. I'll tell you where.
Polls notwithstanding, Cheryl Hayden, a mom from Concord, is confident that Trump will be the next president.
I think all the people will come out and vote that haven't voted for years, which I think it's showing that, you know, that, yeah, it's quite a rally of people that are voting for him.
Hayden's opinion was widely shared among others at the rally, all apparently diehard Trump supporters, optimistic that despite Clinton's current lead, their candidate will prevail in the end. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.